Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, it's June 23rd, 2004, on this live Wednesday edition of this global transmission against tyranny. Thank you for joining us. Yesterday, I had several guests on, a psychiatrist and a lawyer, going over the forced drugging of the population. They're going to test all the children, the adults, under the new freedom program of the federal government. Another way of getting us into their system, can't get you on welfare, can't get you in the criminal justice system. They're going to say you're crazy. Again, all part of the new freedom. I've always said it's the new freedom, and they even call it that, the new freedom. Slavery, it's freedom. War is peace. Ignorance is strength. Oh, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen. And also, Randy Weaver's here in Austin, Texas, and I've been meaning to get him on. I just hadn't gotten around to it. He may be coming on the show as well today. Got a new book out, of course, from the Ruby Ridge tragedy back in 1992. Australian Navy ships to join huge Pacific exercise. Remember about 3 weeks ago, 93% of the fleet on the East Coast left 10 aircraft carriers, and the Russians have put out to sea, the Chinese have put out to sea. Well, here is ABC. Australian Navy ships to join huge Pacific exercise. It says three Australian Navy ships will sail out of Sydney today to participate in a multinational naval exercise, the HMAS Newcastle. Success and Parramatta will head to Hawaii, where the region's largest international maritime exercise, Rim of the Pacific, is being held. The exercise brings together naval forces from eight countries, including Canada, Japan, Chile, and the UK. This is what I got from my naval sources 2 weeks ago, that to bolster the Pacific fleet that we have, that we've sent much of that fleet also into the Middle Eastern waters and into Central Asian waters, that they were going to be sending Australian and Japanese and others into the Pacific to bolster Pearl Harbor. And here is the Australian Broadcasting Company, or ABC, saying that. Records examined Guantanamo suicide bids. Yes, people supposedly trying to commit suicide, and of course some successful suicides. Are those really suicides? Remember a couple days ago, eight British sailors and gunboats, special forces type, being grabbed by the Iranians? Well, it turns out, being reported by national Scottish and English television and newspapers, Scotland Today saying Marines held in Iran are some type of special forces. The Foreign Secretary Jack Straw has said they were on some type of reconnaissance mission right up on the shore of Iran. So, again, major escalations there, my friends. Very, very serious. And Iran is saying that they are going to prosecute detained British soldiers. This is from the French news, AFP, the equivalent of their Associated Press. We'll get into that as well. Also, The Guardian reporting U.S. routinely tortured Afghan detainees. That's been admitted. And the White House ordered it, by the way, took the gloves off. But I thought they're bad because they torture, but we're good because we torture. It's got to learn how to double think here, my friends, in this Orwellian wonderland. Also, latest Iraq al-Qaeda evidence proves false yet again, but again, that's in the back of the paper. And four Marines died on Monday, another three yesterday, and it's two Army soldiers. Just a lot of death over in Iraq. The ADL urges Texas GOP to modify party platform, calling America a Christian nation. And you better do it. I would imagine the Christian Coalition in Texas will agree. We don't want to be anti-Semitic. I mean, to say you're Christian is basically anti-Semitic now. And so I'm being sarcastic here, folks, but that's what, I mean, man, when are these people going to stop? I mean, just amazing. But we'll get into that as well. And just so much more. I haven't even scratched the surface. Big broadcast lined up for you. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Don't underestimate the urgency of the need to become self-sufficient. In our kit, we're sending you 25 pounds of organic red winter wheat, and that's nearly a year of high-potency wheatgrass juice. The book, Wheatgrass Nature's Finest Medicine, and our beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer. But most importantly, we are professional wheatgrass growers, and I am going to be your contact to walk you through the process of successfully growing your continuing self-supply of full-scale nutrition from pennies worth of grain. So call 1-877-MY-WHEAT or go to AustinWheatgrass.com. Growing your own wheatgrass is not as easy as some would have you think, and we've learned this the hard way through 5 years of growing experience, and we're going to pass on to you our knowledge. Don't settle for anything less. Call me and get the real details. 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And as always, we thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, again, it's Wednesday, the 23rd day of June 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to have Randy Weaver, one of the survivors of the massacre at Ruby Ridge by the FBI, Lon Horiuchi, and others. He'll be joining us for about 30 minutes. Then halfway into the next hour, we're joined by Dr. John Breeding, who has been writing for years about the dangers and forced drugging of children and what it really does, to come back on and these new developments with this new program called New Freedom to test all the children and adults and force us on to not just the serotonin uptake inhibitors, the Prozac-type poisons, but antipsychotics, far worse. I mean, we're talking about brain-damaging drugs at an even higher level. But don't worry, once you're on the drugs, everything will feel okay. You'll be one of us. You'll love the New World Order. So, two great guests coming on, my friends. I want to take a lot of calls in this first hour. I'm going to go to your calls quickly. Give you each about a minute and a half or so to have your question, your comment, or a couple points you want to make or a news item you want to bring up that we haven't covered. It always takes us in new and interesting directions and brings up a lot of interesting points. So I love hearing from you. The toll-free number to join us on this live Wednesday edition of the broadcast is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. 31. We will get you, my friends, up and on the air early in this first hour. Oh, I tell you, there is so much happening, so much going on, but a good place to start this broadcast is Bill Clinton's new book. You notice I haven't mentioned it during this unending hype in the last 2 weeks. The hype for Hillary's book, you know, the hype for Bush Sr. books. They're nothing but self-serving propaganda. Who cares? Who wants to see that liar, that traitor, that criminal, Bill Clinton, up there on television going, I tell you, I just had to lie to protect Hillary and Chelsea from the evil right-wingers. And, of course, the book isn't selling well. I mean, no one, except for a few mindless idiots, wants to read that book. I wouldn't buy Newt Gingrich's trash. I mean, it's disgusting. And there's another reason. Notice Bill Clinton's been laying real low the last 3.5 years, and then suddenly he emerges with this book during the election to get some attention and to sell his piece of trash. More lies, you know, mixed with more half-truths. Also, by bringing Clinton out, the media giving him all this attention, it kind of balkanizes people's psychology to, oh, see, Clinton's back. Bush must be good. You know, they've been saving him till later. I mean, this is theater, folks. It's like when the long-lost bad guy of the wrestling, theater has been gone for many years, shows back up for a grudge match. Meanwhile, though, in reality, Bill Clinton's been running around, I think Bush has done the right thing in Iraq. Just come on. You know, Hillary and Chuckie Schumer have been out saying the same thing. By the way, Kerry isn't against this war either. He just puts a little bit different window dressing on it and badmouths America a little bit more and plays to the liberal arm of the New World Order, as they like to pose it. So, I mean, how all these talk shows can endlessly talk day after day about Clinton's book. So what? I mean, it's going to make me sick. We've got cancer viruses and mercury in the vaccines. We've got wide open borders. We've got Bush saying he's going to sign the assault weapons ban in September. We've got Bush wanting to, you know, force test and drug much of the population. We've got the Supreme Court ruling there's no Fifth Amendment. We've got the government admitting they ordered brutal torture to people randomly picked up at checkpoints, including people's children and wives. Systematic raping now finally being admitted. We reported on it months ago. But no, we're going to talk about Bill Clinton all day. And here's another great example of propaganda. I don't take Time magazine. I occasionally read it while I'm on the exercise bike or treadmill for 45 minutes at the gym. But I'm not going to steal Time magazine from the gym, so I read this article, and so I went out and bought a copy of it off newsstands after I'd read it on the treadmill. And it's the current issue of Time, Faith, God, and the Oval Office. And it shows this heavenly light shining down on the president's desk in the Oval Office. And it goes into how he's this nutty right-wing Christian who thinks he's led by God and how dangerous this is. And this has dual effects. The average conservative who thinks they're conservative, who's been totally conned by this system, you know, the neocon minion, not an evil person, just, you know, your average ignoramus, willingly stupid, into this whole false left-right branding of paradigms. They walk through the grocery store, or they sit there on the treadmill, or they sit there at the dental office or the barber shop, and they read this article, or they just get the cover of it. Oh, well, he's a godly man. I mean, I see this everywhere, the so-called liberals. Oh, he's a big Christian. He's a Christian nut. So is Ashcroft. Man, all this loss of freedom, this tyranny, it's all the Christians' fault. So it has that effect of balkanizing and polarizing, is a better word, the Democratic and Republican parties, getting us in our two little blocks. But then 60-plus percent of the population that calls themselves conservative, that sees themselves as Christian, sees this and goes, well, see, he's good. The Liberal Time magazine, that's as deep as their propaganda knowledge goes. Well, there's just a liberal propaganda in the world. Oh, see, they're against our dear little Bush, the great little Christian. So that further entrenches them in the false right-wing paradigm. And then that legitimizes everything Bush is doing. I mean, you don't see Time magazine coming out about Skull and Bones and how it's satanic. You don't see them talking about Bohemian Grove. you don't see him discussing Bush's grandfather having almost all the Nazi money funneled through his bank until 1952, folks. You don't see any of that coming out. You don't see any of Bush's arrest and DWIs and all the rest of it, or his other brother's criminal activities that are far worse than that. You're not going to hear any real dirt being exposed. It's just going to be, oh, look, he's an evil right-wing Christian, giving real Christians and real conservatives a bad name, and meanwhile further balkanizing so-called Christians to think that worshiping Bush and worshiping torture, it's Bush is good, it's just the liberals after him because he's a Christian. This is double-faced propaganda. And it's everywhere. There's a real push on to bill him as this Christian, which actually makes him wildly popular. And then the conservatives see it as, oh, that's just liberal propaganda. Yeah, he's a Christian. See, they don't like him. I don't want to belabor this all day. It's just, maybe I'll go over some of the article. I mean, it was very painful to buy Time Magazine at the grocery store. I don't like funding them, but I did indeed purchase the $3.95 piece of trash. Huh. All these tens of millions of people subscribe to this. Well, why don't you go to prisonplanet.tv and sign up, folks? $5.95 a month, 15 cents a day. If you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for the month. I don't want to get off into that. It's just amazing. Here's another police state article. Then I'll get into the giant fleet actions that are going on right now and all the torture news and the censorship news. It's legion. But before I do that, here's an AP article out of Miami, Associated Press. A shackled teacher's aide tried to explain her predicament to a judge through tears Friday. And again, every day I see multiple articles. I have several like this today. Vacationing from Riverton, Wyoming, Hope Clark said she had been rousted by federal agents at her cruise ship cabin door at 6:30 a.m. She was put in handcuffs and a bench warrant for failing to put away her marshmallows and hot chocolate while staying at Yellowstone National Park last year. The catch? Clark said she had to pay a $50 fine the same day for the federal offense of improper food storage before she was allowed to leave the park. Nevertheless, a warrant claiming she had not paid went into the federal law enforcement database, which she paid. Back in the United States from Cozumel, Mexico, on Carnival's Fascination cruise ship, Clark was awakened, cuffed, turned over to federal marshals, and brought to a court in leg shackles. See, they run your background when you sail now and you face scan. Assistant U.S. Attorney Peter Otterbridge conceded there was some discrepancies, but he astonished U.S. Magistrate Judge John O'Sullivan by suggesting Clark should be released to appear in court in Wyoming to clear up the warrant. O'Sullivan had a copy of her citation indicating the fine had been paid, and though her time in jail more than covered the offense, even if she hadn't paid, he apologized for what happened to the judge. Clark, turning to the prosecutor, he said, "This is a serious matter. He wants the U.S. Attorney's Office to follow up on the determination and what went wrong. Customs agents meet all cruise ships arriving from foreign ports and run random checks for warrants on passenger lists." See? And it goes on and on. So, now, all the time I see this, I mean, people are in a park eating in Miami, and some homeless walk over and ask for food, and they give them food, and they're arrested and charged with felonies. And then the people don't answer questions when the cops asking them why they were feeding the homeless, and then they're charged with a felony of resisting an officer without force. And I talked about this months ago. Now you heard the Supreme Court ruling 2 days ago that silence is assault on the officer. That's actually what the ruling said. It doesn't just say you have to answer their questions or show them ID. It says that non-answering is resisting. You understand? I mean, this is communist China, people. And I see these articles all the time. A woman in Kansas City honks her horn at an unmarked car in her driveway, blocking her driveway, and he just jumps out and admittedly tasers the 65-year-old black woman. That's nothing compared to, tasering a 95-year-old woman and knocking her blind daughter's fake eye out and artificial eye out in Oregon. I mean, it's just Lee or the Arizona Republic article 2 weeks ago where they said, here in Arizona, we've, tasered two children under the age of one, but they were resisting. It sounds unreasonable, but really, an 11-month-old baby can be pretty dangerous. We'll be right back. terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Randy Weaver coming up. Part of the next hour, then we've got a good friend of mine, a local psychologist, a doctor, a writer for years, who's exposed the forced drugging of children. He'll give us his analysis of this new government program, the new conservative program, the drug to drug test everybody, and then they're also going to make you be psychologically tested and then also force you to take drugs more deadly than the illegal drugs. So that's coming up in the middle of the next hour as well. I said we're going to take a lot of calls in this first hour. Let's do that now. Then I'll get into all the new torture news. And it turns out those were Special Forces troops on those gunboats. Those British soldiers grabbed. The Iranians are saying they're going to try them. Just a bunch of key news coming up. But right now, Moses in Texas. Moses, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, it's the newsstand buddy Mo. Still got to get that Hegelian dialectic song to you. But just a comment on the Clinton crud book that's out. I noticed on the news, you see when they do news stories, they'll do stock footage and reuse it in the same piece like twice. And they zeroed in on a printed page of the book, and it just said, I looked at it closely and thought, what is just in the smack dab middle of that for people to just sort of catch subconsciously? And all I had printed in there with a bunch of other words said, Monica Lewinsky. So,
you know, well, again, the Republicans couldn't go after him for Chinagate with Chinese generals in the Commerce Department, or couldn't go after him for cocaine and machine guns and all this stuff, or having drug dealers, you know, in the White House, because the Republicans were all involved. They couldn't go after him for nuclear reactors in North Korea because Rumsfeld was the CEO that Clinton was letting do the deal. They had to go after him on a little sexual issue, which is bad enough, in the Oval Office with an intern, because that was an isolated event. Again, Ken the Star on the law firm representing the communist Chinese. None of that ever got brought up. The people were demanding Clinton get in trouble for real issues, so they gave us that big theatrical display.
We had good old boys just coming in, just shooting the bull, as just say, oh, man, he's the president. I mean, can't he do that? And the whole thing with Lewinsky. And I would just tell everybody, hey, guess what? He's not your buddy. And that's just a whole sideshow for all the other
stuff. Well,
yeah,
that's the
really
psychology. That's the psychology is Clinton's my buddy. He's my friend. And these neocons, Bush is my friend. I get a Christmas card. I know people who have framed Christmas cards that have a fake signature of Bush and his wife, and they really think that they're friends with Bush.
I'm part of the establishment. I have a signed photograph. Yeah,
I know, and it's incredible. Anything else, Moses?
Yeah, just a quick thing on just bullying. Like, I got bullied when I was in high school, and I just learned to start bullying back.
Well, that's what we've got to do with this government. What do you think about a woman who paid a $50 fine for leaving marshmallows out? They walked up, she had marshmallows open, and they said, that's evil. $50 fine, now she gets SWAT teamed and taken in shackles. And they knew she'd even pay it. She even had the copy of it. I mean, this is the craziness of the government.
Well, I want to say that the people that are joining up on what they perceive to be the winning side of the tyrants, like we've said over and over, they eat their own, and they're not loyal to you. And so all the foot soldiers of the tyrants are all disposable.
Well, look, they're using the Patriot Act to charge one of the guys they ordered to carry out torture in Afghanistan. It's admitted he was ordered to do it. He does it, which he should get in trouble. But who gets in trouble, the hitman or the mafia don that gave the order? The mafia don gets just as much or more, and so they order him, and then they use the Patriot Act so their own guy can't speak out and can't have representation. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Folks, that's the Associated Press. That's Washington Post on Monday. Okay? You understand? Using the Patriot Act against their own people. Chris in West Virginia. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, how about those Keystone Killers? Referring to Kim Sun Il yesterday, I stopped you an email earlier, Alex, with two different pictures taken off of Fox News. The two different pictures, one of them was earlier, and it was supposed to be a still from a video, which appears be pretty genuine when you look at it. It's the one that you see. I think you even have it on your side.
Well, I mean, we got this other video with Berg, the obvious intelligence asset who worked at Abu Ghraib, hooked in with the National Security Agency, all these different groups, and he gets his head cut off and no blood sprays, and then his body doesn't even involuntarily flop around. Top forensic heads of universities have said it's fake. Then they look at the video and say it's fake. Video experts look at it. So I don't know about any of this. But certainly
right,
they're finding these dead bodies. I look at who has a motive. Every time somebody gets their head cut off, Bush's approval rating goes up.
But let me add this, Alex. When you get a chance, look through your emails, check that out, because there is a second video, still of a video released, which shows Keystone Killers. Looks like the same five guys that were in the Berg video, wearing ski masks, et cetera, et cetera. All dolled up. One guy even has the gold rings on his hands and everything. This was the second one released yesterday. And this was released after they said that he was killed.
Well, that's interesting. Stay there. Stay there. We'll talk more about it on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melon, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of MT Oil additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. MT Oil additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. MT Oil additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components. Even in two-cycle engines. MT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with MT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
We're going to go back to Chris and CJ and Ben and Sam and Norm and many others here in just a minute or two. And then I'm going to get into, again, the latest terrorism developments, a lot of U.S. troops getting killed over in the occupied Imperial Zone. Also, the fate of these British Special Forces soldiers now. The government admits in England they were on a reconnaissance mission. And the Iranians are saying they're going to prosecute them. So we'll be covering that as well. And again, we have Randy Weaver coming up in about 25 minutes. And then after that, we've got a psychologist coming on who's been on the forefront of exposing the forced drugging of the population and how that integrates in with Bush's announcement of testing all children and then all adults forcibly to see if you're, quote, mentally ill. The government will decide, and then forcibly drugging you. Implanted drugs, that time release over a year, wires into a port in the neck that control the mind. It's all part of the new freedom. You'll feel much better once it's been done. But before we do that, 9/11, Fahrenheit 9/11, is coming out this Friday, and I intend to go see it. But again, Michael Moore tells the truth about a few issues, only covers a small area of the full spectrum, and then he says the UN needs to take over America. At least his book, Dude, Where's My Country, that they say is just like the film, says that. So he gives you a bad solution. Oh, the Democrats are going to save us. People are going to have their eyes, though, partially opened by this movie that millions of people are going to see. And I would ask listeners, I got this idea from listeners, a lot of you have been going out and making dozens and dozens of copies in the last few weeks, and you plan to go to the local theater on opening night and stand out front and hand out some of the videos to interested people. Now, I don't expect you to do that. If you've got the funds to make a bunch of copies of my films and do that, more power to you. But how about getting some business cards printed up? You can go to Kinko's and get 1,000 of them pretty cheap printed up that say, learn the truth about 9/11. The government did it. Or 9/11, Fahrenheit 9/11 only gives you, 5% of the story. Get the truth at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Only got a few days to do this. You go to Kinko's today, you could do it. I mean, this is the kind of stuff I've done in the past. It can really have an effect because people are going to come out of there wanting to do something, wanting to get involved, thinking the UN's the answer, thinking the Democrats are going to save them, thinking Ralph Nader's going to save them. And you can go, hey, here's a film that exposes Bush and Clinton that gives you the big picture. Do you want to come out of the matrix? But again, I just wanted to air this one more time. This is the last time. Here's the trailer for Fahrenheit 9/11. It's a pretty good trailer, and you can watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv, by the way, but here it is.
You can make people do anything if they're afraid.
The FAA has taken the action to close all of the airports in the United States.
All commercial and airline traffic was grounded.
But we had some airplanes authorized at the highest levels of our government to pick up Osama bin Laden's family members and transport them out of this country.
In the middle of the war, corporations decided to hold a conference to figure out how much money could be made.
Once that oil starts flowing, it's going to be lots of money. Whatever it costs, the government will pay you.
It's going to be good for business, bad for the people.
Congressman, trying to get members of Congress to get their kids to enlist in the Army and go over to Iraq.
The USA Patriot Act allows for searches of medical and financial records.
It gives law enforcement almost unlimited power.
They wait till the middle of the night. It's printed in the middle of the night.
How could Congress pass this Patriot Act without even reading it?
Sit down, my friend. We don't read most of the bills.
No one read it.
Members of Congress, this is Michael Moore. I would like to read to you the USA Patriot Act.
Let the eagle soar.
From the corridors of power.
Congressman? Congressman?
To the streets of small town America. To the front lines.
Impressive crowd, the haves and the have mores. Some people call you the elite. I call you my base.
Comes the true story that will make your temperature rise.
I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers. Thank you. Now watch this drive.
All right, folks, opens the 25th, that's Friday, and again, does Michael Moore expose Bill Clinton refusing to have bin Laden arrested three times with governments had him? No. Does he expose Bill Clinton trying, ordering FBI not to take documents from Sudan and other countries? I mean, thousands of pages of details? No, because it was bin Laden with our government. But does he expose Bill Clinton using Al-Qaeda, funding tens of millions of dollars, over $30 million, in just a few months alone in 98, to fund Al-Qaeda to attack the Serbs, to blow up school buses, to get the Serbs to fight back in the south, there in Kosovo, so we could say, oh, look, they're murderers, let's take over. That's all admitted. We get into that in Road to Tyranny, in Masters of Terror, in my book, Descent to Tyranny, in Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. Michael Moore doesn't, okay? That's the difference. We give you the full spectrum. We don't cover one or two or three or four issues. We cover hundreds. We give you the history of government-sponsored terror. So, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, 2.5 hours long. Then we have Masters of Terror, 2 hours, 5 minutes long, part two. I'm now carrying George Humphrey's new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion. It's an incredible video, brand new, just out on VHS and DVD. I got Eric Huffman's video and DVD, Painful Deceptions, his book. You want to know the truth about 9/11. Want to spread the truth to others. Maybe you know the truth. You've checked it out. Then spread the truth to others. It is so important. Toll-free number to order my videos, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888 253-3139. Or just you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, the films are $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. And I've got other people's videos from $15 to $25, books from $5 to $26, because some of them are 900 pages long. Just so much great information at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So go check it out and order today. All right, let's go back to the calls quickly. Chris in West Virginia, you were making some good points. We hit the break. Recap what you were saying. Continue.
Okay, I was talking about the Kim Sung-il yesterday being, quote, decapitated or done away with. On the Fox News, they released two different photos. One of them was the photo that was from a film clip that so appears, or a video clip that was supposed to be when he was going to be released, or there was a deal made for his release, et cetera, et cetera. This one looks very, very authentic. Everything in it looks authentic. The soldiers in it look authentic. Their headgear, the flag behind them even does. Then 2 hours later, it's all of a sudden, oh, they went ahead and they executed them. Then the execution photo is totally different. The people in it have white hands instead of olive color hands,
well,
which are in the first video. They have ski mask on instead of the kind of total psyops. You can look at it and see. And then he's also in the first one, he's wearing his regular shirt that he was probably caught in. Okay, in the second one, he's in, guess what, an orange jumpsuit. And his face is covered. All you can see is his hairline. And that's
I hear
all
you. I appreciate the call, Chris, and the good points. Look, these beheadings are tragic. They're horrible. I look at who has the motive. I mean, it's now come out, irrefutable evidence that the Spanish government carried out the bombings in Madrid, then surrounded the people in the building and blew it up, and the media, local media even reported it was the police doing it. You got Berg dropping out of Ivy League with, what, a 3.9, and going around the world, quote, helping people with a bag of high-tech tricks. He's connected to people that work for the State Department and in connections to the National Security Council, who have been caught with the Russian mafia shipping different things out of Europe and out of Iraq. He's connected to two of the hijackers, giving him passcodes and, you know, his computer. I mean, he investigated. He works at Abu Ghraib. The government has him in custody, and then he gets released, and within 24 hours this is in al-Shiaita hands. I mean, the Berg thing, and then there's as many questions or more in each of these others now coming out. Mr. Johnson, and then now this Kim Jong-il. It's not quite ill. It's not the leader of North Korea. Very similar name, though. He's a South Korean who was working for one of these private firm intelligence groups as a translator. So, again, folks, all very suspicious. Gets Bush's approval ratings up. Distracts away from all our Marines and sailors and soldiers, Army troops, being killed. And very, very, very serious. Let's go ahead and talk to CJ in Colorado. CJ, go ahead, sir.
Good morning.
Welcome.
I wanted to make a couple of points on psychological testing of children in schools. About 12 years ago, I discovered that my school district was doing psychological testing in a classroom setting under the guise of counseling.
Yeah, I was graduating from high school 13 years ago, folks. You know, I'm just in my early 30s. And they all the seniors had to do it, hours after hours of electrodes and TV screens, and my parents were never even told. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, this was district-wide, all grade levels.
Where, in Colorado?
In Pueblo, Colorado.
Pueblo, okay.
Yeah, and they, I discovered this, and then I found out that they kept them in a separate file, and I knew of at least one case where the tests were pulled up and used against the parent in a custody battle. But on another point, this standards-based assessments have psychometric qualities. And the questions, they're Hegelian, but the questions are designed to shape attitudes as well as measure them. And they test things like adaptability to change, loyalty to family, loyalty to government, health care.
Yeah, that's all admitted, and it's going on officially in 10 states. Bush wants it to go on nationwide. And they're going to then say, oh, our Eli Lilly paid-for doctor, that's who's running it in the schools, says you need drugs, and you've got to put your child on drugs now. So they're going to make you buy their product.
Well, people think that these are the annual academic tests. and they are not.
Well, look, almost every school district I've looked at, I know it's countrywide, it's in all 50 states. I know of very few school districts that don't do it. In the 7th or 8th grade, they got a BATF and FBI. They have several other federal programs where it's not a BATF or FBI agent. They send a sheriff's deputy or several of the police department's deputies for a six-month course in D.C. of how to have the children have this little law enforcement class. So it's not just where they come in a few times a year like DARE or WAVE or SAVE. They go in, and we've had guests on. It's in The Takeover, one of my films. We cover all this. And they have them write journals on their parents, ask about their parents, ask about drugs, ask about guns, ask are you spanked, to 7th and 8th graders. So this is incredible stuff, and we've got the feds in the schools doing that. So this is 1984, where they train the children how to be spies. So you've got the law enforcement, you've got the psychological, you've got the welfare angle in it with the social workers, training our children how to be prisoners. Go ahead.
The National Assessment for Educational Progress, with the, they call the Nation's Report Card, that is a survey. It is an intrusive survey.
It also sets the precedent for federally mandated and controlled testing of all types.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
You sound like a school teacher.
I homeschooled my kids after I found out what was going on.
Well, that's the
but
answer.
But I've seen them. I've seen the NAEP, and it has pages and pages of survey questions. Very little academics, and it does do to things like you said, you know, what did you, you know, where did you spend your last birthday, and did your parents give you a present, and, you know, stuff like that. And
but
that's
it's a lot worse.
The neocon
schools,
called the Nation's Report Card.
Ma'am, most schools have them do a journal now, and it's done. Most schools, this was Al Gore's initiative that Bush has expanded, computers in all the schools, they make you write it on a computer, and then that goes into a national database, which they claim is to look for plagiarism, but now it's admitted the feds scan it for keywords, and then that is downloaded and looked at by the local federalized constabulary. So, were you aware of that?
Not the computer stuff. No, I wasn't. But I'm not at all surprised. But parents need to get their kids out. They simply need to get them out.
There's been a massive exodus, and that's why they're trying to intimidate people not to homeschool. That's why the real anti-terror training is going on, that homeschoolers are bad, that they're angry that homeschoolers keep winning all the spelling bees and geography bees. Good job, CJ, for getting your children out of the government training camp. Take care.
You too.
A very informed lady. Again, 98% of people have no idea what's going on with their children. It's just incredible. Very destructive. Get them out of the camps. And now under the voucher system that you think so good, it's going to federalize the private schools. No, we don't need vouchers. We need tax credits where you just get the money back. No strings attached, but that ain't going to happen. You watch. Ben in Texas. Ben, you're on the air. Welcome. Ben hung up. Okay. Sam in West Virginia. Sam, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I want to thank you for all the great work you're doing and the videos you put out. I've copied about 50 of the different videos. I've got three, Masters of Terror and Bohemian Grove and 9/11. And 9/11 is, I think, your best film.
Well, you've got to see Police State 3 then.
We're working on that one. But the reason I called, you know, you really push hard, and I appreciate this, you push hard for people to get out to grassroots level and to fight, you know, to fight the corruption, and that's where we got to start at. And during this week, I've been listening a lot, and I wanted to remind everybody in Colorado that can actually take an active part in doing this and go and support Rick Stanley up at Adams County. His trial is this week. And I don't know if you've mentioned it.
I've had him on. He's been a political prisoner. Helped get some of the gun laws, bad gun laws, reversed in Colorado.
Oh, yeah, and even though the state of Colorado reversed those laws, they still persecuted him under them, regardless. The man spent $50,000-plus of his own money. At least, if anybody in Colorado can get there, please go up and stand with this guy and help him, keep him from going to jail, because we dropped the ball with Abby Newman
sent a letter to the judge saying, you know, this is corruption, this is treason, and for saying that, they're calling that, you know, terrorism.
Well, they arrested him under the Patriot Act. You know?
I know. I mean, look, they arrested one of their own people under the Patriot Act for following orders to torture. So now that person can't defend themselves.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is just...
But then the neocons on talk radio say every day, Sam, that nobody in America has been prosecuted with this. It is a lie. I see articles every day.
Yeah, but what they do is they rush into that, and then they kick it back to the state, and the state comes up with some other thing you've done wrong, or they put charges against you, and they're trying to wipe the Patriot stuff away, so like they didn't use it, what they're doing.
I know. It's incredible. What else is on your mind?
Well, that was the biggest thing, because I wanted people to know that that was going on and what this meant. He stood for everybody's rights, not just his own. So it's like this is everybody's fight. And the only way we're going to get involved is if we can start getting these people winning in court. Because I'll tell you what, the people that are sitting around in the Patriot movement that are waiting for the hard war to come, we're not going to win that, I don't think. First off, we got to win the soft war. We got to win. We got to beat them in court. We got to beat them at their own
game.
Well,
it's really a cold war. And the globalists want to keep it a cold war unless we turn the heat up too much. Then they'll go to the offensive, aggressive mass war. But they're
right.
Already aggressively attacking the people that serve them. I mean, you're a cop who serves them. You're still giving a cancer virus vaccine.
Yeah.
You know, you're somebody who serves them. They still put fluoride in your water. You're somebody that serves them. You know, they still do all this to you.
Well, speaking of police officers, I also gave 9/11 to a police officer friend of mine. And he agrees totally. He said, yeah. He said, that's right. He said, and I've totally turned him around. And,
well, you know what? Stay there. I want to hear more about this because people that are on the inside wake up even faster because they know it's true.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of 2 for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We're here live, blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Providence, Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California. Simulcasting on the Internet to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And on Global Shortwave during the day at 94.75, 9.475, and at night, 9 to midnight Central at 3210. That's 3210. I got friends that, you know, go on vacation on cruise ships that can listen to me. For people that listen in Europe or Africa or Asia, via the big blowtorch WWCR. All right. Going back to, I guess we were talking to Sam in West Virginia, and then we'll go to Norm and Kathy and Chris and others. Sam, you were getting into your police officer friend. You know, a lot of police, if they're good cops who know the truth, have been through the same training that homeschoolers and Christians are bad and world government's good and, or you know, all this stuff. And they know investigations. They know a lot of common sense. And so they see the films, firefighters especially, or former or current special forces people that know how stuff works. They're some of the people we can't wake up is the self-important, educated idiot yuppie. But go ahead and tell me about this cop friend of yours that woke up.
Well, originally, I probably have a leg up on most people when it comes to police officer friends. I mean, I've known my friend for several years, and finally, gave him the business, asked him, hey, look at this, tell me what you think about it. Well, he looked at it, and he come back and said, man, he says, I believe the majority of stuff's true. He said, he started researching it. The time has gone on, and he has actually seen a lot of the evidence. But then he pointed out, he said, you know, they're training us that we're a paramilitary organization now, not police officers, and that you people are civilians.
Well, 10 years ago, they started calling us civilians. Now mayors call us civilians. And then now they say, into posse comitatus. Top general says, we're going to set aside the Constitution for a military form of government. So
yeah.
See, the government is the military. We are the civilian.
Yeah.
Folks, that is the opposite of America. That is the Soviet Union. That is Nazi Germany.
Well, he said that he's tried to talk to other officers in the department, and he's got a couple of them that he thinks are coming around. He said, but there are some people, I mean, they'll hire anybody in these police departments nowadays. And
well, they do a psychological test.
Yeah.
They look for people with under 100 IQ, or in the past they look for really smart people. They look for under 100 IQ and people who are aggressive and have sociopathic nature.
Which
look,
is
my dad has a friend who's a federal marshal. He's retired now. He was like one of the head federal marshals in Texas. And I was in college, a freshman, and I said, yeah, I don't know what to be. I mean, I might go in the military. I might be a police officer. I want to fight evil people. I might... You know, be a school teacher. He said, look, Alex, you're not a criminal, are you? And the guy, the big old, tall, you know, handsome guy with gray hair, he almost had a tear in his eye. He said, Alex, don't, unless you're a criminal. You're not even going to go high in things unless you're a criminal. I mean, this is back when I was a naive, 18 years old, at my dad's office. You know, my dad's like, oh, I want you to meet this guy, a good, old friend of mine, blah, 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 been a patient for years. Blah, 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 and I'm sitting there going, hey, I might want to do something like that. Oh, no, you don't. You're not a criminal, are you? So, I mean, he actually said, you're not a criminal, are you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. They're not going to want you. This is like, I'm not going to say his name. I mean, because I don't want to. It's just, what's going on in this country? So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I that's fine. I mean, we all need to tell our experiences, what we know. But, I one time applied to become a police officer and then I changed my mind before I did it. But he has told me and confided me several times.
Well, why would a high level federal marshal? I mean, high level. Okay, let's just say the head, folks. Why would he tell me, "Don't do it, young man. You're a good person. Your father's a good person. Don't do it."
It seems like some people get to a certain age, the light just clicks on, you know, and they see the corruption, and they don't want people they care about to get involved in it. And I think it's the same here, but.
But so that's the problem. They're hiring the guy that would normally be in prison.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, the criminal type. Hey, listen, I got to let you go. Great points. I'm glad you're waking people up. Keep it up. Hey, cops, they put the same stuff in your vaccines, put the same stuff in your water, do the same stuff to your children. You better join us if you love your family.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.